money and markets, of course, the most important thing for anybody who's in the financial markets or in the investment world right now is what's happening in Europe. Will the Eurozone hold together or come apart? More indication that Greece may come out. We've had a Spanish bank, the fourth largest bank in Spain, bailed out to the tune of $13 billion. We now have both Forbes and Bloomberg indicating that polls say 50% or more polls say that the Eurozone is going to break up or certainly get reengineered. There's a wonderful graphic that I put up on the internet, on the blog. If you go to Money and Markets and then go all the way down to the bottom, you have to click on the more. It's an infographic on derivatives, and it shows you sort of what $1 trillion looks like compared to a dollar or $10,000 or $100 million or $1 billion. And you get a real sense for the size of it. And then it shows you the derivative positions for the top, the eight largest banks in the United States. And then you see it consolidated into one place. And I think it will help you understand the giant sucking sound of why governments keep printing money when the banks request, because we've now reached a level of leverage where if a bank goes down and it chain reactions through the different derivative positions, you really do have a problem on a massive scale. Another chart I put up on the blog worth looking at was Jim Norman, great interview on the oil card several weeks ago. Jim Norman said, talking about the strength of the U.S. position, he said, it's not important to be strong, it's just important to be a little bit stronger than everybody else in the game. And I put up a chart on the manufacturing volumes, and what you see is the Eurozone has been declining. The U.S. was declining, but now has turned up in manufacturing. And, of course, I'm going to talk later about all the efforts being made to promote U.S. manufacturing and what advanced technology can do for it. But it's interesting. It's an interesting chart to look at, and when you combine it, what's been happening with the explosion in natural gas, something to watch. Liquidity. So you, given what was going on in the Eurozone, and certainly there is plenty of tension here with the stock market off, precious metals off, the Fed approves three Chinese banks to create holding companies in the U.S. and then approves one of them to buy or make a major investment into a U.S. bank. That's a very major change, and it was a lot of political infighting when the U.S. got China to agree to let the U.S. banks into China. So now China's coming into the U.S. Interestingly enough, at the very same time that the Fed approved that, the China announced that the four big accounting firms must restructure and appoint PR citizens to run them. That's also a big structural change because it gives China much more power in terms of controlling the people who provide the access to the sort of accounting technology that the Chinese companies need to pass the SEC muster and get into the U.S. and European capital markets. Anyway, so clearly behind the scenes there's a package of agreements going on between the Chinese and the U.S. this week. It's a major step in globalization. Another story posted on the blog, which is very much worth your time picking up to, up on Japan, announced that none of its 50 nuclear reactors are operating as of today, and that its sole operating nuclear unit was halted for planned maintenance. For a country as dependent on oil and outside or sort of sea lanes to get its energy, the idea of it shutting down all of its nuclear reactors is quite astonishing and a real coup for the people running the oil card. How Japan can continue to be a manufacturing juggernaut with all 50 nuclear reactors down and totally dependent on importing oil from abroad at very high prices, how you do that, and it wouldn't surprise me if it's part of what's connected to the rise in U.S. manufacturing. You have to scratch your head and say, what is this about? We see Putin in Russia literally, I would say that he was sworn in again as president, switching place with his formerly number two guy who'd become Medvedev. switching place with him, Putin had been in charge, then he became president, and now Putin's back. But the ceremony, if you looked at the videos, looked more like a coronation. Right subsequent to that, the lead aerospace company, Russian aerospace company, had a new plane that it was demoing in Indonesia. This is a plane that it had a major investment in with major hopes that it would be widely adapted and a real source of sales for Russia. On the demo flight with 50 people into it, crash in Indonesia. And then Putin all of a sudden announces that he's not going to the G8 meeting, even though Obama has moved it from Chicago to Camp David to avoid co-locating with a NATO summit, given sort of the current bickering between Putin and NATO. Now, these things look like they are not connected, but there's a big question mark. Chicago is the base for Boeing, and of course Chicago is Obama's hometown. So you kind of wonder what the connection is between these different events. It's only a big question mark, but it wouldn't surprise me if there is one. Speaking of Chicago, Emmanuel Rahm, a great story up on the blog about Emmanuel Rahm, now the mayor, proposing to sell more infrastructure in very scary deals that guarantee cash flows to the private companies and do it in a way that could really hiccup sort of fundamental core municipal operations. It's pretty scary, and given Chicago's financial situation, it's something that may be coming all of our way, and something to be very, very wary of. The U.S. government reports higher tax receipts this year, but we're still, even with those higher tax receipts, we're still looking at a possibility of running into a budget. An inability to do a new budget for the fiscal year as of October 1, and problems with the debt limit before the election. If those things happen before the election, it could get very, very interesting. One of our subscribers reports that Rockland County, New York, was dropped literally overnight from AAA to BBB. That's pretty scary. If you're an investor and a decline in the financial situation doesn't go AAA to AA to single A, and then to BBB, but instead AAA to BBB, that's a pretty scary world. That's another kaboom kind of world that can happen. And finally, under the let's hope it's a wacko category, I posted a story of a congressman who has proposed legislation that would turn over jurisdiction of 100 miles next to a border to the control of Homeland Security, and Homeland Security would dictate to other government agencies what went on in that place, and that includes the Forest Service. Something like this would have a profound impact on a state like Montana. It would impact a pretty sizable percent of the state. So Homeland Security, the head of Homeland Security has testified against it, so let's hope it's just a wacko and nothing serious.